Hey there, listeners. Are you looking for a podcast that talks about mental health, hot mess moments, embarrassing moments, and relatable moments? Then my podcast is the one for you. Check out Figure It Out with host Julia Johnson. That's me. I have really funny guests on, and we just talk and chat and relate, and I hope you can too. If you're interested, my podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Anchor Podcasts, and pretty much anywhere you listen to your podcasts. Thank you. Bye.
I'm your host, Paige, and you're listening to Reverie True Crime. Today's story comes from Australia. And it's another domestic violence case for Domestic Violence Awareness Month. This story ends extremely tragically. If you don't think you can listen, I completely understand. But if you're ready, let's get into it. Hannah Clark was an Australian woman born on the 8th of September, 1988. Hannah was very much into competing in sports. She was so talented, she represented Queensland in trampoline sports for 4 years in a row. She had even been given gold and silver medals. One of her favorite things in life was assisting in the growth of physical abilities of kids. What I know about Rowan Baxter is that he was born in New Zealand, he was 42, and he used to be a professional rugby player with the New Zealand Warriors, and he had been previously wed to another woman before he met Hannah, and he has a son named Isaiah. He also was brought up believing that women were only good for sex and housework. A cousin of Rowan's did come out and state that Rowan had been mean, hateful, and violent as a child. She even said, quote, "There was a lot of violence and rough play. Rowan was disrespectful to women and talked dirty to females. He was fucked in the head," end quote. Hannah at the time was 19 years old when she met Rowan, who was 30 years old. And this was back in 2009. In 2011, he asked Hannah to marry him, and in 2012, they said their I do's in Kingscliff in New South Wales. They went on to have 3 children together, Aaliyah, Leanna, and Trey. Aaliyah is 6 years old, Leanna is 4, and Trey is 3. Hannah suffered through the marriage. She was put through emotional abuse, sexual abuse, financial abuse, she was being controlled, and Rowan would always make threats that he would punish Hannah and their 3 children if she didn't have sex with him every single day. Another punishment would be not letting their children go to the beach on Sundays, for whatever reason, probably just another way to be in control. Hannah told her close friend that he never laid his hands on her. Therefore, she didn't really understand that she was definitely married to a domestic abuser. One of her closest friends works in domestic violence. She talked to Hannah, telling her that yes, she was in a domestic violence relationship with Rowan. Going to the gym that she and Rowan ran together that was named Integrate Fitness, spelled INTEGR8 fitness, was Hannah's passion, and she absolutely loved it. They also have videos on YouTube together talking about this gym. Rowan would often forbid her to go. Other things he did included checking her Facebook and messages. She had conversations with the guys at the gym about mundane things, but of course, Rowan would tell her that she was being flirty with these men. He even knew these men himself because he also went to the same gym, they ran it together, so he knew these men. He would degrade her, saying that her stomach was disgusting. She wasn't allowed to wear shorts to the gym, only a pair of tights because he said shorts were too sexy. On one occasion, while in their car, Rowan grabbed Hannah's wrist and twisted her arm in front of their children. In December of 2019, Hannah decided to finally leave Rowan. Unfortunately, leaving an abuser is when the chances of violence towards so many victims are very high. Hannah proceeded to take Aaliyah, Liana, and Trey to her mom and dad's house, and they were all to live there because before Hannah left him, he told her that if she ever left him, he'd take one of their kids, kill the child, and then himself. After the divorce, Rowan got on social media and started to write about how much he loved and cared for Hannah and his children. He was trying to make himself look like he was so wronged, mistreated, in pain, and basically the victim. He tried manipulating people into thinking that he was such a good father and husband. The two were going through the process of custody arrangements, and on Boxing Day of 2019, he kidnapped Liana. Hannah had talked about taking all of the children to the park that day. Rowan had stalked them to the park, and just as Hannah was packing up to leave, he snuck up and unexpectedly grabbed Liana and tossed the child into the back of his car and sped away. He said to Hannah before leaving, quote, "This is your fault, Hannah," end quote. Rowan had Liana for 4 days. After this terrifying event, Rowan was given a domestic violence order back in January of 2020. Rowan didn't take his lawyer's advice in mediation and absolutely would not sign an authorized permission order submitted by Hannah. This order was going to give him the ability to have 165 days of custody a year. The domestic violence order was changed in the Holland Park Magistrates Court in January 2020. Now, this allowed Rowan to have the children at any time. Afterwards, Hannah and Rowan went to mediation. Rowan denied to put his signature on the consent order, which would secure custody of the children. He did sign a parenting contract that gave him the same amount of access but was not legally binding. His access to the children was withdrawn in early February when he was charged by the cops for breaking the domestic violence order. It was around this time that Hannah dropped the last name Baxter and went back to her maiden name Clark. When Rowan breached the domestic violence order, a friend of Hannah's for over 17 years told a detective that she believed and had a really bad feeling that Rowan was going to take them all out. On February 18th, Rowan makes a FaceTime call to his 3 children. He's weeping, but he knows what he's going to do the next morning. Hannah told one of her friends that this was unlike him. Something was different. He was in hysterics and wailing. But he had a plan. Rowan was prepared to make them all suffer. That Wednesday morning of the tragic event, someone spotted Rowan at a gas station, filling up a canister full of petroleum. Just a few hours later, Hannah was taking the kids to school. Trey, Liana, and Aaliyah were strapped in their seatbelts in the back seat, riding along a street in Brisbane, thinking it was another day of going to school. Rowan jumps into Hannah's white Kia Sportage as she was on the way to drop the children off on Raven Street, Camp Hill, which is a rich area of Brisbane. He dumps the petroleum all over Hannah and the kids, then sets the car on fire. People around the neighborhood heard a booming explosion that they described sounded like a glass bottle blast. Altogether, there were 4 explosions. Rowan had a knife and he stabbed himself to death, right in the chest, afterwards. But right before he died, he was trying to cease people from saving Hannah and their children. He then died in the street. Hannah gains the strength to get out of the car, screaming, quote, "He's poured petrol on me. end quote. Many people saw her and said they watched in shock as her skin was falling off of her. A courageous man tries his best to use a hose to put the fire out on Hannah's body, trying his best to save her, and in the process, he also got burned. Hannah was taken as fast as possible to Royal Brisbane and Women's Hospital. She was in critical condition. Everyone knew she wouldn't make it. Hannah's body was covered 97% in severe burns. However, she told police as much as she possibly could about the murder until she took her last breath. She did this in case he survived. She didn't know he had taken his life at this point. Hannah's brother Lloyd told A Current Affair, quote, "To the end, she fought to make sure if he survived, he got punished for doing it to her babies. She was so brave. She did everything for those kids." End quote. After she passed away, it was made known that she actually desired to become a police officer. Sourcing from news.com.au, Police Commissioner Katrina Carroll said the courage and heroism Hannah showed in the moments before her death were the makings of an excellent officer. Commissioner Carroll said, quote, "Right through to her passing, Hannah showed amazing courage and heroism, ensuring that she gave our police and emergency services at the scene a detailed statement of the horrific events that unfolded, leading to the death of her three children and ultimately herself. Hannah's determination to provide our police the information they needed to ensure justice should be served truly encapsulates the sort of person Hannah was. She was strong, she was determined, she was courageous. How lucky we would have been in the Queensland Police to have welcomed someone with those attributes into our policing family." End quote. After Hannah passed away, her last text messages were made public on 10 Daily. She was talking to a friend back in January, and the conversation goes as follows. Hannah says, "Thank you so much. That really means a lot to me. Things are pretty bad, but I'm so glad I took the big step. I'm having good days and bad days, but I'm sure that's all a part of it. I have all my babies back together, and they can't be taken again, for a while at least. Thank God for amazing police officers going above and beyond. I'll get there, and 2020 will be my year. All the best to you guys, too. I always love seeing your posts. Thanks for always being such a great friend." In another text message, she says, "I just have to remember to trust the process. I've only ever been completely honest with everything, so I have nothing to worry about. The universe will always reward you." And the friend that she's talking to says, "That's exactly right, hun. The cycle of violence, harassment, and emotional abuse is horrible as a victim. You always think it's your fault or that you can't get away. You have broken that cycle. You are good to go. So don't let any seeds of doubt he may have planted get you." And then it cuts off. So there was a lot of controversy following this tragic murder. Queensland Detective Inspector Mark Thompson said things which made people completely outraged and very offended. Listen to what he had to say.
Our job as investigators is to keep a completely open mind. Is this an issue of a woman suffering significant domestic violence and her and her children perishing at the hands of the husband? Or is this an instance of a husband being driven too far by issues that he suffered by certain circumstances into committing acts of this form?
As you can imagine, Twitter was going crazy with replies to media tweets quoting what the detective had said to the public. Here are some of the responses on Twitter. At Brian Mitchell, MP, said, "Keeping an open mind about reports the perpetrator was driven too far? Jesus Christ Almighty, we don't fumble about this when terrorists kill. Why does family violence bring out the hand-wringers for killers of women and kids? At Tams and Roses said, "Sorry, what?" At Yikes Chloe said, "The audacity of the Queensland police to entertain the idea that the vile excuse for a person who murdered his family was, quote, driven too far, leaves me speechless. The death of Hannah Clark is something many women will carry with them from now on. Their response is disgusting." At Beverly Wang said, "What is meant by a man driven too far as a potential explanation for murdering a woman and three children? I'm trying to keep an open mind about the QLD police's need to keep an open mind, but that statement is really testing me. Hashtag Hannah Baxter, hashtag Hannah Clark." At CatPurry9 said, "Dear at QLD Police, there is no justification for the brutal murder of three children in a car fire. No one is, quote, driven to setting their children alight. Any members of QPS seen not to condemn this evil behavior will be seen to be excusing it. There is no open mind on murder." At Summer Mae Finley said, "In a Channel 7 article about hashtag Hannah Baxter and kids, police officer Mike Thompson is quoted as saying, 'Is this an instance of a husband being driven too far?' That kind of attitude blames the victim. There are no mitigating circumstances that excuse this." At Carrie Witch says hashtag AUSPOL, "Hope it is not true that Qland police said they had an open mind, re murderer was driven too far, re the murderer of three little children and their mother. Australia needs to take a long look at itself. Misogyny is like a cancer pervading this country." At Barry Chins says, "Whoa, back up a bit. Did I just hear at QLD police say they were investigating if it was a case of a man driven too far? I'm done. Open season on women and kids, obviously. Just tell the cops you were pushed too far." At Barbara H. Flowers says, "Men being driven too far. Good grief. Hashtag the drum. Women are driven too far all the time, and we just have to suck it up. We don't turn around and murder our children and burn, stab, or shoot our partners." Katrina Carroll apologized for the comment. She said, quote, "He is distraught and he is gutted about the way he said it and what was said. He is a man who has protected the Queensland community all of his life and has worked endless hours, and when he looks back, he cannot believe the way he has phrased that. I have spoken to Detective Inspector Mark Thompson, who was very upset about the situation. To ensure public confidence, I have asked Detective Inspector Thompson to step aside from the investigation." End quote. One point during Hannah's vigil, her father complimented and honored the amazing community for supporting and standing with his family, saying, quote, "This has been the worst week of our lives. We would have felt lost without all your support. I don't know how we can repay such kindness." End quote. So many people that talked about her at the vigil talked about Hannah's bravery and love. One of Hannah's friends told everyone to never turn a blind eye. She stated, quote, "We are a nation in pain. Don't back away from your friends for the sake of convenience. Time's up on domestic violence." End quote. Americans Overseas Domestic Violence Crisis Center number is 1-866-US-WOMEN, 1-866-879-6636. It's an international domestic violence crisis line that can be reached internationally toll-free from 175 countries. Contact the toll-free crisis line from overseas by dialing your AT&T USA direct access number and at the prompt entering 866-US-WOMEN, which is 879-6636. I will have all of the numbers for the United States and every country that I could possibly find in the show notes in case you or someone you know needs help. Thank you so much for listening to this important story of domestic violence turned quadruple murder-suicide. As always, I love you guys, and please stay safe.